Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Be professional over there.
We are the epitome of professional. Yeah. Welcome to the Utah Football Fans Podcast. For another week of talking about Utah football, I'm Bryn with Gary and James. Thanks for tuning in. Please like, subscribe, share, leave us a comment. We need some more comments. I feel like, come on, people. The comments have been lacking the last couple weeks. We need some more interaction.
We're getting close to that duck game, though, and then they'll come out of the woodwork.
I know, all you duck fans. Thank you to our sponsor, Thomas Orthodontics. Please look him up at thomasortho.com. Did everyone dry out after Saturday?
I was great. I was dry the whole time.
Me too, actually. I never really got...
Well, yeah, I saw you.
Hey, I had to have a wardrobe change. I had to go up to the concourse to do it because I couldn't do it in the stands because it would have gotten soaked.
Yeah.
But after I did, I was great.
Blankets, coats, three beanies.
Be prepared. Be prepared, people.
Let's talk the game.
Oh, okay.
The game.
No banter.
Arizona game, 45-20.
Did it surprise you?
You were close. You guessed 44 last week.
I guessed 44, 17, I think? So I was close.
I don't know where the scores are.
You wrote them
down. He threw it away because...
He writes them down.
I lost them.
He writes them down.
No one picked Arizona for
and then throws
20.
Them away. No, I didn't pick Arizona to be 20.
That's the thing. There were a few people who were up in the 40s. That game was 45-20.
It was 45-10.
It's 45-10. Yeah. They got some garbage points the last 3 minutes of the game. So
that happens to us all the time. We put in our second string and it costs us points.
Them.
But
I was a bit surprised by the margin. Not gonna lie on that. When we had it 17 points spread, or 17 and a half, whatever it was, I thought it'd be kind of close to that, but we dominated that game.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not sure how much all the stats we want to go over, but anyone who was at the game or watched the game, we dominated it.
Well, yeah, and their offense, we shut their offense down completely. I mean, their offense had 10 points, essentially,
yeah,
which is pretty dang impressive considering the fact that they are known for being offensive, you know, an offensive team. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, defense played absolutely outstanding, controlled the time of the clock, ran the ball, but it was great.
Yeah, so Delara only had 159 yards passing. Now, the guy's elusive, dude.
Yeah.
But even he would get out. Corner. I think this was the best game our secondary has played, and it by a wide margin. I mean, Phillips never got the ball thrown at him. So it was Broughton and Vaughn. Those two dudes played phenomenal. Vaughn had an awesome game.
Z-Vaughn. What's his first name?
Don't know.
Zemaniah.
Is it? Z-Vaughn. I just like calling him Z-Vaughn.
Is it really? Are you just making that up?
No.
I can see him.
That's true.
He looked it up probably today.
Anyway, okay. He played unbelievable.
But you can't knock the passing so much because you're not going to pass in that kind of weather that much. I think it's a combination of our defense plus the weather.
We passed the ball in that weather. How many yards did we
have? We only had 151 yards. We had less yards.
Seriously? It felt like it was more than that.
Okay, here, but let me back up.
I take it back.
You jumped in.
Oh.
I'm not talking about our pass defense. I was just saying Delara is elusive.
Yeah, he is.
Now, he was elusive and ran all over the place. I mean, he had some good skill, but then he couldn't throw the ball because the back end, they were being covered. But we had a hard time getting to him is what I was saying.
Yeah.
And, of course, they didn't have a running game, and they really didn't go to the running game. Our defense played fantastic.
Yeah, but we sacked him four times, right? Four?
I don't know what it was.
Something like that?
We had, like,
7 fumbles in the game or something crazy.
They had 4 fumbles.
They lost four fumbles. They lost 4. I think they had 7 and lost 4. I think that was the number. But
I mean, their total yards was 387.
Which is 100 yards less than their
average. Yeah, we had 457, which was, what, 306 yards rushing, something like that. That was
the
difference.
That's so insane. Yeah. 300 rushing yards. We just dominated.
We controlled the game.
We ran 4 running backs in the game.
Yeah, okay, so break it down.
Only 4? It felt the, like more.
Maybe it was more.
Here's the thing, though, with Cam. Cam was back. Mm-hmm. I think it was his left knee was bugging him because he had a brace or something on his left knee. Now, some of the balls were sailing on him. I don't know if this is the reason or not, but obviously that's his front foot. It's his left foot. So when you throw, you lean into that leg. And if, you know, if there's some pain or you're trying to protect a little bit, you may not even know you're doing it. If you don't lean into the throw, it means you hold back a little bit and throws will sail.
Yeah.
So I can see that happening.
He didn't look 100%.
Plus, he did not run the ball. I mean, he scrambled a couple of times, but where we're the most dangerous and when we win over big names anyway, it's when Cam is actually a threat as a runner.
Yeah.
And he wasn't doing any of that, but it was fantastic to him in the game. Yeah.
Fortunately, we didn't need him to be a runner to win this game, and I don't foresee him needing to be a runner next game either, which is fortunate because he can't be taking hits. I mean, he's obviously not 100%, so hopefully this week he can get just a little bit better. He's got 2 weeks essentially before that Oregon showdown. So
here's the thing, though. So we talked about we had 306 yards rushing, and we had probably every running back we have touched the ball. The problem is now both Jackson and Glover both got hurt on Saturday.
To what extent, we don't know.
Not season ending. The only season ending was Van Fillinger, which is very unfortunate. That hurts. But, so, we've now had every single one of our running backs hurt. Every single one. And then Thomas, who's been limited this year because of personal reasons. So, hopefully, by Oregon, but we have no idea. I mean, Bernard, Jackson, Glover now. Cam's not as mobile as he is. Thomas came out and he had a couple runs, but he's not in shape.
Yeah,
he's not where he was last year, so you can't just put it all on him and have him be the main guy this year. It's just not going to work right now. So we're still battling the injuries.
Oh, yeah.
Luckily, we were okay on Saturday. Stanford, I think, will be fine, but I don't know. Hopefully we get those guys back.
Notre Dame, so who knows?
That's true.
You're right. We'll see on the injury, but they're not out for the season because Witt didn't say it today. So they're still, that's good. But let's give props where props are due. And Jackson had 97 yards rushing.
Dude.
He took that touchdown.
Yeah, that power roll that Thomas has kind of always had. And he filled those shoes. And he looked really, really good. The only thing with him is he's not used to be a running back. So you've got to protect that football. He turned it over on like the 2-yard line. So
that's when he got hurt, though, so I'm not sure.
That's true.
I don't know if that was the impact or whatever good happened. Point. But that was on his injury play. But then, and also Jalen Glover.
Mm-hmm.
He had 69 yards. He had 12 or he had 8 carries for 69 yards.
That's a pretty decent
average. That's 8.6 yards a carry. Jackson, 13 carries, so he averaged 7.5 yards. So I'm just saying, for these guys that are filling in, so-called, man, they're props. It's fantastic.
What Whittingham's always said, he's always said that the difference in programs is depth. He goes, you can go across the entire country, and the ones across the country, it's going to be very, very similar. I mean, every program essentially is going to have good players. It's that depth. That's what's going to make the difference. And we're showing it this year. I mean, we've had to go 4 deep on running backs, 3 deep on tight ends, 2 deep on quarterbacks.
Well, I think it's depth. I also think it's dudes like Jackson who are willing to do whatever it takes for the team. I was just talking to my husband about this on Saturday when we were watching all the other football games, and Tuttle was playing.
Yeah.
What team does he play for? I can't remember.
I don't know. Utah Tech or something? No, I don't even know.
No. It was on Saturday. He got hurt in the game.
I don't know where he's at now, honestly.
But just talking about him and Charlie Brewer, these dudes that try and transfer to like four different schools and then they're never the guy that can make it to the next level, but they won't be the guy that'll go to a different position to do the better for the team. I don't know. I just feel like guys like Jackson, who he realized he's not going to be even the third string quarterback, and he said, hey, put me wherever you want me. I will do whatever it takes to be a team player.
You know, and to that point, people probably, some people noticed this, but Thomas was playing kickoffs and punt return. So I'm sure there was some of that conversation mm-hmm. within the building. Like, hey, let's, okay, we'll put you back on the field on special teams to earn that right. And he had a great play. He blew somebody
like,
up.
He seems like he really likes tackling people.
Man, he hit that guy, and it was impressive.
Get all that anger out, Thomas.
Seriously.
All right. We took care of business. Even with shortcomings we had, the guys were stepping up. It's fantastic. But now we've got Stanford Saturday at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Mountain Time.
Doesn't look like we're going to have showers, but it's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
The high is 34 and the low is 18.
On Saturday?
At least that's what I looked today.
At night, yeah.
That's the weather, people. So...
So, to those who wore hoodies and jeans on Saturday, maybe step it up a notch. Austin and Josh, my friends that came to the game.
Hey, they stayed till the end.
They stayed to the end.
They were sopping
wet. They walked in, and I saw them, and I thought, oh, guys, did you not look at the forecast? But, hey, they stuck it out to the end. Props.
Most people didn't.
No.
So, it'll be cold.
So, Stanford... Okay, they average, let's see, just for information, they're not playing good. I mean,
they suck.
What are they, one and what?
I don't even know.
I think they've won one game. I think they beat Arizona State, one game in the conference. But, so they average, I think it was 376 yards. They average 22 points a game. But they also allow 427, almost basically 428 yards.
Wow.
And they allow 31 points a game. So here's their record so far. They beat Colgate pretty handily. They lost.
The toothpaste school?
They lost 41-28 USC. And I remember watching that game.
Uh-huh.
And actually, they're moving the ball, and they made... It was in the red zone. They had like three turnovers in the red zone and basically killed them.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they were right there. But they lost. They lost at Washington. They lost at Oregon. They lost by 1 point to Oregon State. They beat Notre Dame.
What was it, 13-14?
16-14.
16-14.
So they beat at Notre Dame.
Notre Dame is so weird.
So weird.
They defeated Arizona State 15-14. And then they got beat by UCLA 38-13, and then Washington State kicked the crap out of them.
Yeah, Washington State had been 52-14.
So they have not been playing good ball. The thing is, it's not like, okay, it's not playing. We're not playing Utah Tech or Southern Utah University. These guys, if we don't do our thing, there could be an upset. I don't expect it. I expect to win by 20. 21.
I expect it to be very, very mirror image to the game on Saturday.
I just feel like we will. But, you know, you look,
hey.
I don't even know who they really have on their team. I mean, who's their quarterback? I mean, maybe it doesn't matter, but.
Their quarterback has more passing yards than Cam.
Interesting.
McKee, he's got. More passing yards than Cam. The running back, about the same as Thomas, which isn't saying a ton because Thomas hasn't played a bunch. I don't know. They're not explosive.
No.
The way they're going to win the game is low score. I mean, look at their wins. Their wins have all been 16-14.
Yeah, it's low.
It's low scoring. They're not going to out-duel you and control the ball and limit their own mistakes. And if Utah turns the ball over two or three times, that could be the difference. I don't foresee it, especially with it being at home. But, yeah, I mean, like you said, they've lost a bunch of games that were close and could have gone either way, and they lost.
So
the quarterback, though, you're talking about Tanner McKee.
Yeah.
His percentage is 60%. That's good.
Not very good.
So you have to be realistic. We should be able to go out and dominate these guys.
Yeah, I agree.
And that's what I'm fully expecting. But you have to be smart about it. They have talent. It's, you know, you got a smart team.
They're doing their homework on the sideline. They've got their homework
along with their three majors. They're figuring it out.
It is interesting. Last year I remember that Stanford game. You were there.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I'm not nervous about playing Stanford this year. I feel like in years past I've always been nervous playing Stanford. Last year we went to their stadium and completely blew them out.
We ran for like 15,000 yards in one game or
something. Even Whittingham mentioned today in his press conference how we've played some of our best games against Stanford. Yeah. So,
but aren't we 5-1? Let's see.
I don't know.
5-1 against them or something like that. Is it 4-1 or 5-1
all
against
time?
Stanford?
I'm not sure.
Since we came in, their style of play, we dominate them.
Yeah. Well, it's very similar style of play, very similar coaching. We just have better athletes, you know, traditionally better athletes, better coaching staff, in my opinion. I'm with you. Like, even last year, they weren't very good, but it was like we're on the road. It could be weird, and we killed them. So I don't expect there to be much of a hiccup here. I think it's going to be very similar to what we just experienced. I mean, I just looked it up. The spread's 24.
Is it 24 now?
24. Depends on where you look. 23, 24 depends on where you look. But
did you see, so when they were playing Washington State on Saturday, it was at Stanford Stadium. Did you see their field?
No.
It looked like that thing has not been maintained in 2 years.
Was it just like weeds and stuff?
It was just
did it look like
dead.
My backyard?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was just like dead grass. Like, so I'm going, is this indicative of how they're feeling about their football team right now? Like, they're not even trying to maintain the playing field? It was strange.
I don't know. I didn't see it, actually.
Also look that up.
I would say, though, as fans, we need to be there. We need to give support. And
it's senior day.
It's the last game of the season.
Which is
home
insane.
Game of the season.
Can you believe it?
I mean, so come
fast.
In. Let's have some fun.
Here's the thing.
Dress up. Be smart. Stay the whole game.
Well, here's the thing that Whittingham also said today. He did not say who's going to be celebrated during senior night.
Yeah.
But he did say there will be some underclassmen as well. So guys that are leaving before they are seniors.
He said eight of them.
Yeah, the point he made, though, with that COVID year, there's
Which
guys.
I'm guessing there will be about eight, because that's what last year was.
I mean, there's guys that would be seniors that are now
you know,
juniors and stuff like that. They're ready to move on with their lives, but.
But also.
Please don't be one of them, Cam.
Well, see, I know Cam's the big question. Just because Cam gets celebrated on Saturday does not necessarily mean he's going to leave. Whittingham did say, we tell these guys, if you're still on the fence, just go get celebrated, and then if you come back next year, you get celebrated again. So
that's a good point to remember.
Please, fans.
Don't freak.
When? Because I won't be surprised if Cam is a part of that group. Don't have a conniption fit and jump off the cliff. He might still come back. We can celebrate him twice. That's great.
Is there anybody out there?
Phillips, would they be surprised?
That would surprise me. Cavs Clark.
Cavs Clark.
I'm just saying.
I mean, Kincaid. Yes.
Kincaid.
Keithy. Yes. I don't know.
Our
other dudes.
But there's
I don't know
be...
them well enough, but there's going to be the big name guys. We are going to lose some, but there are also going to be the ones that get celebrated on Saturday, but they still might come back and play next year.
Anyone can do a massive NIL deal. They can bring Cam back. Thomas. I mean, come on. I know you're doing it with Kincaid, but let's raise some money and get Cam to come back.
Yeah.
I know there's
couple
talk.
Mil.
There is talk of Kincaid hopefully being healthy enough to play this Saturday. Yeah. You know what? He doesn't need to play this Saturday.
Just
give him another week to
Oregon.
But that's
he
how
said,
I
he
feel.
Goes, this will be my
that's
last
true.
Game
I
at Rice-Eccles.
That's true.
Because he is gone. He's a senior, so
it's
he'll
true,
be gone.
We need him for Oregon.
But maybe come out, catch one pass, get off,
yeah,
be healthy, dude.
Don't hurt that shoulder even more.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I get that, wanting to play in front of a home crowd.
On your last opportunity.
I can't believe it's the last freaking home game. That went by so fast.
It's depressing, actually.
Yeah, it is. Okay, well, enough of that. I mean, let's be there. Let's get this win because Look, it's all setting up for November 19 throughout the entire league.
Yeah.
We'll talk a bit more about that, but we have to win this one.
That day is going
to
be amazing.
And the team needs our support, and we need to be there, so let's be there and enjoy it. Okay, it's time for Bryn's rant of the week.
My rant goes along with what you just said.
Okay, beautiful. Here we go. Bring it on.
Utah fans, sorry not sorry, but this rant is all about you, and it's because... On Saturday, okay, we all know circumstances sometimes come up in your life that you can't make it to the football game. We're going to judge you that you can't be there, but we sort of get it.
We get it.
However, if it's Saturday morning and you're still trying to sell your ticket for $100 a pop when it's going to be a rainstorm, just give your ticket away to somebody. We had so many people posting Saturday morning, oh, I can't make it, but I'm selling mine for $100 a piece. No one's going to pay you $100 a ticket for a 5:30 game against Arizona where it was a downpour. Give your ticket away and don't wait until Saturday morning. If you know you're not going to come, I mean, what could come up on Saturday morning that all of a sudden you're like, oh, by the way, I'm not going to come unless you decide the weather's too much for you and you can't be there. Give your dang tickets away. Give your tickets away.
Was it going to rain?
It rained.
Okay. We live in Utah. Like, have some rain gear.
Good grief.
I know. We've talked. Go to REI. Hey, go to Sierra Trading Post. I went and bought a new coat last week.
Sierra Trading Post?
It was great.
Get some Carhartt. You want some real stuff? Get the Carhartt.
Be prepared for the gear. But what I'm saying is, if you decide you're not going to come, fill your dang seat.
Well, it is frustrating how many seats just were empty. Like, you'd rather your seat just go unused than give it to your neighbor. And look, if you have no one to give it to, let me know. Send us a message on Instagram or on Twitter. I can find people for a free ticket an hour before the game. Yeah. It is really frustrating because it's like, you're exactly right. Selling it, the kickoff's in 25 minutes. I want $75 a pop. No, no.
There's way too many people trying to sell, and we don't allow selling in the Utah Football Fans group.
But we allow giving away.
Well, no,
it depends. There's some scammers on there.
We've had too many scammers. If you get in touch with us, then we can maybe figure that out.
We'll go from there.
It was just, it was very frustrating. And then everybody left at halftime. And that was really, I mean, yes, it was pouring rain. But
not everybody.
Oh, the mass exodus at halftime.
They came back in. They came back in until we got a big lead. And then.
Gary, I was up in the concourse changing my poncho and my coat. I saw everybody leaving at halftime.
They're going out to have a smoke.
Third quarter is when everybody left.
Because it started pouring rain then.
It was raining sideways. I get it.
Who cares?
It's
a football game.
Give your dang tickets away. We need a full crowd, 8 p.m., Saturday night. It's senior night. Fill your dang seat.
Be there.
There's my rant.
It's cold, be there.
Do not disappoint us. Come on. Good rant.
All right, there you go. Let's talk about the Pac-12. The games last week,
Pac-12.
Upcoming games, whatever. So we had Oregon. They slaughtered
Colorado.
They slaughtered Colorado. They just
shocker.
Okay. So USC plays Cal, and barely
you win
holds
by
on
six
score.
You win by not even.
Come on,
you win by
six USC
points.
Overrated.
Cal.
I'm saying
Cal.
It.
You let Cal score 35 points on you.
Your defense.
Cal.
Is crap.
I
Cal
can't.
Scored 35 points on you.
Yeah. It's so ridiculous. Oh, and you had injuries. Stop saying you had injuries. We just went over our entire first string offense.
It's football. Every team has injuries. No one feels sorry for you.
I'm just saying.
So deal
Cal,
with it.
You
dude,
only won
Cal.
By six. Go.
I've been to a Cal game.
Okay.
Cal.
Yeah, but
no.
And then we have UCLA, who barely. How did that end up? So they won by eight.
Yeah, it was. I watched some of that game. It went back and forth. Neither team had a defense on the field. It's just UCLA had more touchdowns than ANSU.
So I was watching it.
Dang
And they were UCLA was controlling the game.
Yeah.
But then ANSU came back. And if they could have stopped UCLA.
One stop.
Then they would have the ball to go down and win the game.
But ANSU has no run defense.
But they couldn't stop
them.
UCLA went down and scored, put the game away.
Yeah.
That's why the margin.
But to struggle that hard with ANSU is kind of pathetic.
Come on.
ANSU and Cal.
Come on. So.
Gall. So ugly.
So what's happening here is it's all leading to the 19th.
Exactly what you just what you said.
So all of these games. You've got, so, but off the top of your head, so who does USC play this week?
I had it pulled up. The bigger
Colorado.
One.
Colorado.
Is it Colorado?
Yeah, Friday night.
That's right, that's right. Okay, oh, Colorado. Oh,
tough.
Of course, we have Stanford. So, yes, they should take out Colorado. We should take out Stanford.
Oregon plays Washington.
Washington, I think, comes to their stadium.
Mm-hmm. It's in Autzen.
But that could end up being quite a game.
Washington just beat Oregon State.
And then UCLA.
They play Arizona.
And then they play Arizona.
Come on, Arizona.
Now, Arizona can put up points.
Come on, Arizona.
Where is that game?
That one's in Rose Bowl.
Mm. So that's what this upcoming week.
It's going to be loud, though, at the Rose Bowl this time.
Is it?
Yeah,
are they going to have 20 people?
It's going to have 28 people.
Instead of 15?
Yeah. It's going to be loud.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's going to be rough for you, Arizona. Yeah. I don't know how you're going to handle that. Wait, crowd
you guys
want to
practice with some crowd noise this week, like some crickets going or something.
Oh, it smells like a freaking Christmas tree in the bunker tonight. What is going
sinuses,
on?
Dude.
Producer stuck some...
It's like
incense stuff or whatever that crap is over there.
It is so
strong. It would smell good.
You get your half of this. My eyes hurt.
I keep inhaling.
Freaking whining.
Christmas. I mean, I love the smell,
You sound like.
Okay, but it's also
Lincoln Riley.
Just whining and bitching about everything.
You cry, baby.
The incense is making me cry.
It's so hard.
Go steal all the best players. The refs.
Lincoln Riley is that crybaby face filter. You know, have you seen that? Where you put the face filter on someone and their whiny face. That's Lincoln Riley.
That is Lincoln Riley.
Anyways, go back to the Pac-12.
So okay, all I'm saying is Oregon has Washington, USC has Colorado, UCLA has Arizona, and Utah has Stanford. So
we should each win.
We should all win.
So Oregon against Washington, Washington is the tough one.
If things...
Hey, they're with... Hey, Penix, or however you say his name, Junior.
The thing is about Washington, which we don't understand or realize, is they're 4-2.
Yeah, I know.
So they're one game back of
that's true.
Us, UCLA, and USC.
And they've got talent. I mean, I watched that game against Oregon State.
So Oregon.
Maybe they're looking ahead, looking at us.
You've got the tougher road. I'm not... the three teams left.
Yeah,
Oregon does. There's no doubt about it. So this is the beginning of that. So the 19th, Utah plays Oregon at Oregon. USC plays UCLA at the Rose Bowl.
Correct.
That's going to...
Silence that, please.
This is my computer.
That is setting up essentially, you know, who's probably going to go to the...
Yeah.
Championship game.
Yeah.
It will.
Yeah. That week.
I think the winner of those two games, I know there's other things that go on and all the decisions and all that, but I think it's those two winners.
Well, here's the problem. Here's what I don't know. Say we were to win, and let's say, how would this work? So if we won.
And USC wins, then we beat Oregon. No, how would that work?
Yeah, we would beat it because we'd beat both of them.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, though, if UCLA wins, they have one loss.
But if UCLA wins, then they beat us, we beat Oregon beat UCLA. So there's like this weird triangle, and I don't know how it all works out.
No, because if we actually beat Oregon, I don't know. This is what I'm saying. Okay,
that's the problem.
This is my point. No, listen to me. This is my point, is if USC defeats UCLA... And we beat Oregon, we're in.
Correct.
Yeah, because
so to me, that's I'd rather just have that, not this three-way thing, because I don't know where it what happens.
The tiebreak. I think the tiebreak breaks down. I looked up the other day. Look it up yourself, because I don't know.
It's complicated.
It's complicated. It's complicated, and it has to do with like common opponents, which I think we've done really well against common opponents. I mean, look at like USC versus Arizona versus Utah versus Arizona.
But I don't want to get to that.
I don't want to get to that.
That's why I want USC to take out UCLA.
So we have to beat Oregon, then they'd have one loss. If USC beats UCLA, then it would be the three of us have one loss.
And we're in.
UCLA would have two, so they would drop out, and then we would get in because we have the tiebreaker over USC.
And we would have beaten Oregon then to be in that position.
But Oregon would get in too.
I don't know.
I don't know.
For sure. All I know is that we would be in.
That's all I care about. I don't care who you are.
Just win, baby.
It's all riding on next week.
Just win.
Just win,
that's
baby.
USC's last game. Conference game.
Yeah. Then they play Notre Dame.
And then we end up playing Colorado at Colorado. We'd have to take care of business. UCLA. I don't know who their last game's. Do they have
UCLA?
Do they have a game after USC, or is that their final game?
No, they do. I was just looking at it.
I can tell you. I've got their schedule right here.
What is it?
They play.
I think it's nobody, though.
They play Cal, so nobody.
Hey. They should be able to take care of that.
Hey, they put 35 points on USC.
At Cal?
Yes.
Okay. There's no gimmies. There's no gimmies to anybody, but.
There's no gimmies even this week. It's like weird things happen.
Would you be the least bit surprised if
one of them got
Washington
upset?
Or Arizona takes out US or UCLA?
No,
I wouldn't be surprised
at all. That one.
No, honestly. I mean, especially like that Arizona game. Their offense put up a ton of points. Who knows?
Not against us, but.
Freaky things happen. That's the thing. And it's
against
the
crap defense of USC? Yeah.
Well, they're playing Colorado.
I know. But you know what I'm saying.
That. Anyway, that's where we're at.
It's
interesting. It's winding down, and it's coming to a head. And that's why, Matt, it's good that we have a couple of more weeks for all the guys that are hurt for us. Oh. Hopefully, mm-hmm. that we can get through this with a good win.
No more injuries.
Guys can get healthy because we're going to need them against Oregon.
Yeah, no more injuries.
So anyway, that's what's going on.
The game times for us versus Oregon and USC, UCLA are still being decided upon. They won't decide till Sunday. If I had to guess, I think it's between like the 8 p.m. or the
5:30 or something.
Something like, I bet we end up at the 8 p.m., but
Fox gets to pick, and so why would they take us and Oregon over USC, UCLA, who will both be in the top 10, so.
Right, but either way, that day's huge. I mean, it comes down to that day. At least we have to see what happens this Saturday, and we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but.
And the following, potentially. I mean, you never know.
That's true.
You know, UCLA gets taken out by Cal, who knows?
Who would have thought the Pac-12 would come down to this close this year? I don't know. I didn't envision it, but maybe that was naive of me.
You know what,
though?
I'll say this.
Three South teams.
Uh-huh.
And then Oregon.
And Washington's one game back, but let's face it.
There really is, though. I was watching a lot of Pac-12 football. It really is those four schools. And then there, I know Washington's good, but they've had some, there's a big gap. And then it's everybody else. I mean, you've got Washington, okay.
Washington's kind of like that
they can pick one of those teams off. And same with Oregon State, but week to week to week, I mean, it is those four and then everybody else.
It's crazy.
All right, some questions.
Oh, yeah, let's go.
We got three questions, not a bunch tonight. Give us your what you think as of this week, right now, not if you were to rate. Okay, rank the top four quarterbacks in the league. As of today. And that doesn't mean total stats. It means where we're at right now. Which, if you were to rank the quarterbacks in the league, how would you rank them? Who they are? I mean, I think the top four are pretty obvious.
Didn't we do this? Because I had...
We did it.
I'm saying now weeks ago, what you would think
so
right
I,
now.
Here's how I would take them. I would take Caleb Williams, one. I want Cam Rising, two. I just think he's an absolute gamer. I want Bo Nix, three. And then DTR, four.
Williams, Rising,
Nix, DTR.
DTR.
Yeah.
But am I taking into account
what a little
injury.
It's how I'm not. I'm. What
that's the problem. Is I Cam's not. He's not 100%. So if I'm having, if I'm basing like how they're performing right this minute, I'm going Bo Nix, Williams, Rising, DTR. I'm sorry. That hurt.
You're taking Nix over.
Yeah.
Caleb Williams.
Yeah, I can't do it.
What?
I can't put Williams first. I just can't. Sorry to all you Trojans. I can't do it.
Look, I respect how good that guy is.
Bo Nix is playing awesome.
He is.
So here's the here's
I'm very I mean, impressed. Here's the real list.
Here's the real list.
There you go. Let's hear it.
Go ahead.
Bo Nix is number one.
Oh, weird.
So I mean, come on, man. He's lighting it up. You got. Hey, do I like to say it? No, but right now, as of this through this week,
what the heck are you doing?
Oregon fans.
It would be Caleb Williams is number two. Number three is DTR.
Oh! Oh!
And Cam Rising is four, and it's because of the injury situation. If it's right now, Cam can't be Cam. He couldn't run the ball. So you that's what I'm saying. You have to be honest where it is right now. If he once he gets healthy, to me, he goes to the top of the list. That's it. Make sense?
It's Gary. Gary is the one that said he would take little wiener DTR in your face, string bean. DTR over your Cam Rising.
For thick boy.
I'm saying.
No, I'm embarrassed for you.
I understand what you're saying. You are wrong.
Because I'm being rational. Wrong. You guys are being irrational just because you can't say it.
No, I'm being truthful and real. God, what a terrible list you had there. All right, next.
Next.
You were wrong last week when you put USC second.
Okay, here we go.
I wonder if you still maintain that.
So we're going to ask the same question. Rank the top four teams right now as you see it in the league. This as of this week. Their order.
Oregon, Utah, USC, UCLA.
Same.
Oregon, USC, UCLA, and Utah.
What the hell is wrong with you? Beep that thing right now. I need to say some words.
Take off the hoodie. You don't deserve that shirt.
Call.
I'm saying right now, we don't have a backfield.
So?
We've got a quarterback that can't run. Our tight ends are gone.
I don't care.
We just lost our defensive end, and our only star running back from last year is not in complete shape, and who knows, there's some disciplinary stuff going on. So I'm saying right now, that's where we're at, man.
Gary's the one.
But this can change next week.
No, this is your list for the rest of the year.
This is as of this week.
Pathetic. I'm sorry. I'm looking at a comment we just got on YouTube from a Georgia fan. That's so nice.
Did he say Gary's an idiot for his list?
He's saying Gary's so good. Gary's so smart.
He'll say you're an idiot after listening to this episode.
We'll see from our people.
Let him have it, people. I just, you know what?
You're like Skip Bayless. You just kind of want to just be a little...
He's like Desmond Howard. He just throws crap out there
just to get comments
so he can engage. Hope it sticks to the wall. You don't know what you're throwing out there.
What's the guy on ESPN? Smith? What's his freaking name?
Steven?
Stephen A? I'll call you Stephen A over there.
Stephen A-hole Smith?
Yeah.
That isn't me.
Just hot takes for hot takes.
No, it isn't hot takes. Oh. My takes are rational, and people will agree with me.
People hate you.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
Weather conditions. I'm going to give you four weather conditions. And all fans know, well, most depends what part of the country you're from, but which would you
rather
prefer?
Sit in?
Is this what I would rather the team play in or me sit in?
Yeah, what you would rather be.
Me
as
sitting
a fan.
As a fan sitting in.
As a fan, what would you rather put up with?
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So it's boiling hot sunny day. Uh-huh. That's 100 degree weather.
Uh-huh.
You know, the sun is okay. We've been there.
Okay. Yeah.
There's the Weber
State game. Plenty of times.
Yeah. Or really cold and clear. So no moisture of any type, but it is cold. It's like 10 degrees and clear.
Okay.
Or it's pouring rain and cool. Not freezing, but
so
cool.
Saturday.
So it's like 40 degrees.
Saturday.
Or a snowstorm and it's like 32 degrees. So it's not freezing, but it's snowing on you.
Okay.
Those are your...
We've sat through all of these.
So we're not putting in the balmy...
This year, I've sat through all of these.
65-degree, beautiful day, overcast.
Of course, that wins every time.
That wins every time. That's why I've got these. Of those, what...
Okay.
Would you rather be in if you had to be in them?
I'm going the cold, which is going to be this Saturday upcoming.
Okay.
Because...
Cold and dry.
Cold and dry. Yeah. I can deal with cold with no moisture because I've got enough layers, the hand warmers, the feet warmers. You put the like shoulder neck warmers that are meant for like muscle cramps. You stick those all over your body.
Yeah, didn't you buy like 100 of those for like?
Man, that was the smartest thing I ever did.
You put them on like your thigh.
Put them on my back.
Yeah, you put them all over your back. Get the ones
last
for
six
like,
hours.
Yeah, that heats you right up. You buy some electric gloves like Gary has.
Vest, gloves. You got socks over there. What else you got?
So I'm like sweating.
If you got
it's 10 degrees out and I got sweat beads of sweat rolling off my face.
But if you got wet, you'd be electrocuted.
So that's mine. I think I can deal with that one the easiest.
Yeah, I'm going cold and dry.
10 degrees?
One. Yeah. I've got all the gear.
That's cold, man.
It's cold, but you got the gear. You live in Utah. You got to have it. And then the number two, snow.
Yeah.
I'd rather sit in snow than rain. And then I would take rain over 100 degrees because I can layer up. I can do different things. When it's 100 degrees out and you're just sitting there and it's just, I got that stupid little fan on Amazon that's doing jack crap.
All you're doing is blowing 100 degree heat up your butt.
No,
your face.
Those things work.
No, it doesn't. For about 10 seconds.
Hey, mine worked in Florida. Great.
I had it on Florida.
It cooled me down.
That's my list. The heat, you can only get so naked in a football game to be appropriate.
And you're not supposed to. It's worse to let the sun go on your skin, actually.
No kidding.
Maybe that's my problem.
That white lily skin. Fried.
This European freaking skin that never saw the sun.
The moon sunburns you, buddy.
I know. SPF 200 over here.
So what's yours? Same?
I don't know what mine is.
Yes, you do. You have to choose one. It's part of the game. You have to choose one.
This is tough. I think. I
don't. He likes the rain. He was
happy
loving
as a clam, dude.
Loving life on Saturday. He's just sitting there.
I didn't mind the rain. Seriously, I had the gear. I didn't even know it was pouring down on me. So I'd probably lean that way or the cold 10 degree. You would think you'd say the beautiful summer day that's 100 degrees. No, I've done it enough that I'm just like, I'm ready to pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm being fried.
Yeah. And you are.
Well, you are. Yeah, that's why.
That's why.
So, anyway.
Yeah, you don't mind the rain when you own the Carhartt store in your closet. So.
I just can't believe you didn't get electrocuted wearing all of your
It wasn't
electric-
turned on. I didn't need them on.
Oh, okay. It wasn't that cold.
No.
It was just wet.
It was so wet.
I loved it.
All right. Oh, man. Let's just talk briefly on the kind of the national scene, the polls, some of the games, because we had some massive games this week.
The fact that Alabama's gone. Get out of there.
Let's go here, though. Let's start here. Unfortunately, we record before the college football playoff.
Right.
Polls come out. So we're not – this will come out the same day on Tuesday that – the new poll comes out. So we have, of course, hindsight of what they, the committee came as the top 25 of the college football playoffs. And I thought it was garbage when they did it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When I saw it, I knew immediately it was crap.
First of all, Georgia should have been number one from the start. Tennessee's, they were good, but hey,
not
they should have been
one.
Number one. Georgia was number one, so I thought that was stupid. Ohio State at number two, that's fine.
Your Buckeyes struggled this week.
But Clemson, for crap's sake?
Yeah, that's the one.
Was there anybody in this country other than maybe the ACC and Clemson themselves that think?
No. No.
I like Clemson, but there was no way they should have been fourth.
It's like no one on the committee actually watched a Clemson game. Because I've watched a couple, and I'm going, this is not the fourth best team in the country.
They're not maybe, the Clemson from a couple years ago when
no,
they won.
This is
no
not
way.
The Trevor Lawrence Clemson
no,
team.
No, no, no. I don't care if they're 8-0 at the time. They were, no, as this week, proved it. No. It was. See, this is the,
put
doesn't,
them at
13 doesn't that show
and move
you
on.
Even the experts on this committee show how stupid all of this stuff is? This, yeah. I can't wait till they expand the playoff because at least more teams can get in there because this is kind of a
without
joke.
Having to rely on this garbage.
Clemson at 4, give me a break.
So we watched the Georgia Tennessee game. Georgia basically dominated that game.
What the heck? Tennessee?
Georgia's freaking good.
Hey, defense wins championships.
It seems like Georgia's the team.
You know what?
As we talked about last week.
I know, and as I was watching that game, I was like, dang it, James
defense
was right.
Defense wins championships. No. We'll say that again. James was right.
No, I'm not saying, I'm saying you're right. I'm not they have a good. Their whole team's good. Their offense is good.
Tennessee, I thought you would put up a fight. We said it was going to be like this close game.
I thought it was going to be super entertaining.
Come down to like the last field goal.
I fell asleep.
We got blown out. Blown out. That was all.
Georgia is, at this point, in my view, is they are number one.
They're unbeatable.
Clearly above. Yeah. In fact, I think they're clearly above everybody else, yeah. Personally. In fact, I think there's a bunch of teams that could be in the top three.
But Georgia would beat all of them?
And are equal. But Georgia just seems to be the premier team of the
that's what they're looking
college
like.
Football right now.
Agreed.
The way they handled Tennessee. Ohio State, they struggled, man.
Yeah, 7-7 at halftime.
Now, look, I watched some of that game. The weather was playing a massive factor. And it was one that you didn't have on your list that I to play in is the wind. The players can play through cold and rain. It was so windy, it affected that game immensely. So they definitely struggled.
Stroud didn't had a bad game.
Had a bad game. And they dropped some passes that they should have caught. They won the game, but it was ugly, and they didn't look great.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying. Northwestern are now 1-8.
I know.
And they beat them 21-7.
Northwestern put up a fight.
The number two. So you compare that. That's what I'm saying to like Georgia and what they do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying Ohio State's good, but man.
Yeah.
Notre Dame takes out Clemson 35.
I loved that. 14. That made me so happy.
What?
But Michigan, though, dude.
Struggled. They struggled for a while, though, too, against Rutgers.
Okay. At halftime, it was 14-17. Then they blew them out.
Yeah.
It turned out, 52-17.
As they should.
Yeah.
Oh, and then. Alabama got beat by LSU.
They've got to be like on suicide watch.
Alabama
as a fan base.
Is not going to make the playoff this year.
The whole country
is so happy.
So
hey,
excited.
Alabama.
No, that's the wrong one. You're supposed to do the cheers.
You need the applause. Where's the applause? He doesn't know.
If I hit the wrong one. Laughing at him's good. Anyway.
We had that. You had it on your phone as we were leaving the stadium. Uh-huh. We had a little crowd watching.
Standing there huddled around to watch the end of that game.
It reminded me of the Utah-USC game because LSU went for two.
Yeah.
And they won by 1 point. And oh, so did we against USC.
Suck it, Trojans. So the AP came out and had Georgia 1, Ohio State 2, Michigan 3, TCU 4. Tennessee went to 5. I think that's too... Personally, I think that's too far a drop.
So here's what bugs me about this.
That's AP, so it
does. It doesn't matter. But look, first game of the year, Georgia, Oregon, they're both ranked high. Georgia beat the crap out of Oregon. No one's going to make excuses. Oregon dropped like 20 spots or something insane. Same thing happens. Georgia walloped Tennessee. Tennessee drops 4 spots. They're still right there. Three spots. Like, the bias of this is pathetic. And now, look, Oregon hasn't lost a game since.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's what I'm trying to say, though. Okay, they got dominated by Georgia. Tennessee got dominated by Georgia.
Yeah.
So.
And why does one fall 15
that's
spots
his point.
And the
yeah.
other drops 4?
Right, so I'm just saying this idea that everyone was punishing Oregon because they got dominated in the first game
first
of the
game,
year.
First game, brand new coach, new quarterback, all at Georgia, essentially.
It was at Georgia?
Yeah.
Well, freak, Tennessee, who supposedly ranked number one, goes into Georgia and got dominated. Was it a blowout in the name of numbers in the same way? No.
If you watched the game,
it was a blowout.
It was never even close.
So you can't punish Oregon, let's be honest, simply because of that.
Yeah.
They have Oregon, in my view, has as much right to be up there with everybody else only because that's their only loss.
Yeah. Agreed.
So all this poll garbage, they get the jackass this week. We're not giving it to somebody else. It's all of this combined.
I've got a side jackass.
Oh.
A mini jack?
A little mini jack.
Okay.
That I just thought
so
of.
So we had, what's the main jack?
Just all the poll garbage. I mean, poll, the CFP, yeah. When it came out last week, you have Clemson at fourth. LSU at 10th was garbage. I get they just beat Alabama, which we all cheer for and are grateful for, but they should never have been ranked at 10th to start the polls.
Agreed.
Never.
The fact
it's just
that
I mean, all this stuff is...
They refuse to rank TCU, even though TCU is...
TCU's looking good, man.
Shit.
Yeah, but TCU struggled on Saturday.
For a while,
then all of a sudden you went like this... Went like this, and they just scored 28 points.
Yeah, TCU, man, I cheer for TCU.
I walked out of the room. I came back 5 minutes later and going, what the freak just happened? The game's over. They killed him.
Yeah. So my little mini side jackass
is
Tennessee fans somehow got a hold of the quarterback, Stetson's phone number, the quarterback for Georgia's phone number.
Stetson Bennett.
And leaked it. Online. So he had hundreds of phone calls. So it's kind of funny.
But did you
it see kind
but
of funny.
He got him back?
He scores a touchdown and just is walking around going like this.
Is that what it was for?
Uh-huh. Yes.
So he's walking around going like this.
Sweet. Nice move. Yeah.
Great move. Power move. So they interviewed him and how many missed calls? And he was like 300-400. But beat the crap out of him with a phone call.
That
so.
Is a good. Look, Stetson. What kind of name is that?
I don't know.
It's Does he wear
Utah,
Stetson all the time?
Utah County freaking name. I don't know.
I knew a Stetson.
Stetson's a I knew hat, a by Stetson. The way. Do you know that?
Yeah, and they're awesome. I
know
have one.
That. The guy I knew was Stetson Bassett, so it really confuses me because it's Stetson Bennett.
Stetson Vasek.
Bassett.
Vasek. Vascular.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyway, those are the two jacks. The full jack and the mini jack.
No micro the jack this week, though.
No micros this week.
All right, let's go comments on comments. And James is going to...
Okay, but can I read this one we just got from a Georgia fan?
Oh, hey!
Randy Stevens. He says, as a Georgia fan, I love listening to your podcast. It's very good, very enjoyable to watch. Love to watch Utah play also. Hope y'all win out. Randy in Dallas, Georgia. Thanks, Randy.
Right on!
And I like
go
that you,
dogs!
I like that you said y'all.
Go dogs!
Seriously, man, Georgia is
they're tough to beat them.
Dallas, Georgia?
I didn't know that.
Right on.
Thank you, Randy.
All right, I got a couple. I'm going to read some of these. Give me a sec. All right. Our buddy Brendan. We love you, Brendan.
Don't know what happened, Brendan.
He said, my post got deleted, which was not us.
I don't know.
By the way.
I don't know what happened.
Delete it.
If someone loses their post out there, we're not deleting anything.
I don't know what happened there. I mean, Brendan's full of expletives, so maybe that's what it was. And it's too much to try and recreate, but
he had
Utah 34, Arizona 30. So
30, that was a lot.
So I get it though. I expected Arizona to put up bigger fight than that.
Not that close, but anyway.
All right. Bart Barker, Utah wins 45-27 and this podcast wins every time.
Ooh.
Oh,
all right. I like that.
Thanks.
He was close.
He's kissing up though. I think he was wrong one game.
His score was close though.
That's sort of. Yeah. Sort of, Bart.
Not close enough for Gary.
So this comment goes back to our conversation last week where it was, would you rather have heavy run heavy, pass heavy? So this was from Hiesi White Church. And it says, currently Utah's a 55 rush to pass, which surprised me. I thought we'd be flipped on that. Watching a good pass game is a lot of fun, but a strong run game is better for controlling the game. So he'd take that all day.
Okay.
Thank you, Hesse.
You're wrong.
S.A. No, everyone.
S.A.
It's Hesse.
You got to have that.
Jesse.
Jesse.
Thanks, though. Thanks for the stats.
Analyses.
So we're 55%. I thought it'd be, well, that's roughly almost 50-50.
Oh, my gosh.
I still would prefer 60-40. You can still control the game when you need be. That's kind of what we're doing.
But that's what we did on Saturday, is just control the game through the run.
Against SC, we threw it a ton.
Yeah. You take what the defense gives you.
We have the ability to do that some of the time anyway.
So this is from Pap. Said, Arizona fan here who does love Utah when they're not playing us. I personally love the consistent underestimation of Arizona.
Okay.
That's true, though. Some people, particularly their offense.
Arizona's offense from every team and their fan base so far this season. I'll take Utah to win, but Arizona covers the 17.5.
No.
Let's see.
Yeah, they covered. Because we scored 40. It was 17.5. Oh, we were 40. We were 44.
44, so they were 45.
20. Oh, yeah.
45-20. It didn't cover it.
Didn't cover.
Sorry about that. It that's 45-10.
To take the over on 17.5?
I mean, yeah, we gave props to Arizona's offense. We knew they were going to be good, but hey, we kicked the crap out of them. That's the way it is.
Okay, I'm going to finish with this one because we're running out of time. I'm going to finish with this one. This came from, what was it? Don't want dis.
Yeah. What is it?
It's his Instagram handle.
Don't want_want_dis_smoke.
Don't diss the smoke.
Don't want dis smoke. He's a Utah fan. Anyway.
I know him, brother.
So today, they're talking to Paul Feinbaum, Gary's man love.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, this is the worst coaching job that Nick Saban has done at Alabama in 15 years. So that's Paul. So Don't Want to Smoke sent us this and said, Gary's two favorite people, Feinbaum and Dick Saban.
So Feinbaum was criticizing Nick Saban.
How is that
which
possible?
Is just unbelievable.
It's a lover spat. It's a freaking lover spat.
It is.
It probably hurt him to his
Feinbaum
very core.
And Dick Saban.
To criticize.
Just, you know they just.
How can that be?
They just, they love each other.
How can it be?
That had to hurt his like soul to say that. He probably sent us an apology
They'll
text.
Go to dinner.
Yeah.
They'll go to dinner. He'll
kiss and make up.
He'll bake him a cake and all this kind of stuff. And they'll be lovers. Or they'll like each other again.
And thanks for sending that because it is Gary's two favorites.
It is. It's his favorite people.
Pencil neck, Feinbaum, and Dick Saban.
Mm-hmm.
Also, one last thing. I think we're out of time. I want to make note of this. So on Saturday, if you were at the game, they made a huge deal over the muss, right? And the trophy and the best student section in the country and the directors and all this stuff. Listen.
Particularly 2021.
All the things that they said from 2021 were not from this year. They were from 2021. The student trophy, all that sort of stuff.
Voted the best student section in the country.
In the country in the year 2021. They did not mention this, so we want to. The director of the MUS through that entire
For
season.
15 years.
And 14 years before that was this lady right here. So they did not bring it up.
Give me my applause.
I don't know which
he
one.
He doesn't know which button it is.
You got to mark those things.
I don't want the laughter. I want applause, but it's fine.
Anyway, I want to make sure we bring that up because
absolutely.
She has since left and is doing other things, but it's a big freaking deal.
Yeah, so there's all this applause and publicity, and it was a fantastic thing for the MUS. But Bryn was in charge of it when it happened, and not even a shout out was kind of whatever.
Micro Dick Award. There we go.
No,
No, you know what? I'll do it.
You don't
have to. Micro Jackass.
Oh, yeah, that was the old award.
Don't go back to that, please.
Edit that. Wait a minute. We shouldn't have said that was the old award.
Thank you.
We have a trophy for you.
I don't want the trophy that you're talking about. Thank you.
All right, Utes. Let's do this.
Are we giving score predictions?
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess we probably should.
48-12.
38-14.
Wow. We're all pretty close. I was going to say 44-14.
Okay.
Blowout.
It should be. I'm totally expecting it. So let's do it.
Please be there.
Get your layers. Get your seat warmers, your hot pads.
Have some fun. Let's go get another win.
Go Utes.
One more step. Let's go, Utes. Come on.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.